91X News.
It's 19 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Jake Watson. Belleville has a new AHL hockey team, the Belleville Senators. A deal was struck yesterday with Ottawa to Senators to move their farm team to Belleville. This, alongside renovation of the Yardman Arena, leaves Mayor Tasso Christopher with high hopes.
If completed as planned, it would be probably one of the top AHL arenas.
Mayor Christopher believes that the Belleville Senators will become the poster child of the AHL program.
Perfect fit for the NHL and the AHL. I truthfully believe this will be the poster child for the AHL program on a go-forward basis because the fan base is across the 401 corridor.
The team is expected to start playing in Belleville once the Yardman Arena renovations are finished in November or December of next year. Belleville City Council approved a $1.5 million bid for construction of the new police station last night, but a few council members took offense. The same company, Schultz and Zabak Architects Limited, quoted a little over $900,000 last May. Now the price stands just under $1.4 million. Councillor Mitch Penchuk voices concerns about the price increase.
Back in the spring, we had a company submit us a price so that if we were to waive the rules, waive the purchasing bylaw, that they were prepared to do this project for that price. Today, that price has gone up.
City Council voted 5-4 in favor of the bid. A former inmate is suing over conditions at a provincial jail, claiming a vicious beating he suffered behind bars was a result of the province's negligence. Francis Jesse DeGuire's allegations are focused at the Brockville Jail in eastern Ontario, where he claims an attack by other inmates last year nearly detached his eyelid and left him with head injuries. In a statement of a claim filed with Brockville Court, DeGuire alleges the province failed to ensure his safety while incarcerated. DeGuire's allegations in the lawsuit have not been proven in court. The provincial government says it's moving to cut delays for GO Transit passengers on buses that use Highway 401 west of Toronto. The province says bus bypass shoulders will be added to segments of the highway to improve service and reliability for the GO buses during peak community periods. Provincial police say an officer and a tow truck operator are injured following a collision at Highway 403 in Mississauga. OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt says police and tow trucks had responded to a two-vehicle collision on the highway on Monday afternoon. Schmidt says a vehicle slammed into one of the disabled vehicles, pinning the two-truck driver and causing an officer to dive out of the way. Both were taken to hospital, and the driver that hit the disabled vehicle has been charged with careless driving. Toronto police say a worker who suffered life-threatening injuries when he was covered in a hot tar is expected to survive. A load of tar shifted and coated a worker in the back of a truck when the driver pulled over yesterday morning after he noticed a broom fell to the road. Firefighters had to cut the truck open to remove the victim from the tar, which had begun to harden around him. Toronto police say the 46-year-old worker was rushed to hospital in critical condition, but say his protective suit prevented him from suffering worse injuries. Ontario's Energy Ministry is canceling plans to sign contracts for up to 1,000 megawatts of power from the solar, wind, and other energy sources to help keep rates down for consumers. Energy Minister Glenn Thibault says the decision is expected to save the province up to $3.8 billion in costs from its 2013 long-term plan and will keep about $2.45 a month from being added to hydro bills. Online retailer Amazon says customers in Toronto and Vancouver that are signed up for its Prime service are now eligible for same-day deliveries as part of their premium plan. The offer is good for eligible orders over $25. The Seattle-based company says eligible purchases placed in the morning through Amazon.ca will be delivered by 9 p.m. the same day in areas with Vancouver and Toronto postal codes. Orders placed late in the day will be delivered for eligible areas by 9 p.m. the next day, including weekends. Charlotte police say 9 more people faced charges in the protests over the videotaped shooting death of a black man by police officers last week. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department says Tuesday that all 9 people were charged with obstructing traffic. Charlotte officials had warned that marching or demonstrating in the streets without a permit is illegal. Police on Sunday stopped blocking downtown traffic to allow marchers in the road and directed demonstrators to stay on the sidewalks. The police action means there have been more than 80 arrests since the September 20 shooting of Lemon Scott. More residents have been ordered from their homes as a growing wildfire threatens remote communities in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. CAL FIRE on Tuesday, the blaze had raged an area about 30 miles south of San Jose, had destroyed one home and burnt more than 1.5 square miles of dry bush and timber. Hundreds were evacuated after the fire broke out Monday amid a heat wave, and more residents were ordered to leave as the flames spread overnight. It is still unknown how many homes were affected. That's QNET News on A1X. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit would like to say welcome to new loyalist students and welcome back to those returning. Here's how Belleville Transit can make your life easier. Get your loyalist semester bus pass and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes for one low cost. And don't forget about Route 9, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quinte Mall, and Walmart Plaza. For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca and click Residents and Transit.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
It will be a busy couple of days for the women of Loyalist Athletics. The Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team goes head-to-head with the St. Lawrence Vikings. The women's basketball and volleyball teams both have tournaments this weekend. The basketball team will find themselves in Durham for an invitational tournament on Friday and Saturday. The volleyball team will also be attending the Georgian tourney on Saturday. The Toronto Maple Leafs opened their exhibition schedule with a 6-3 loss against the Senators in Halifax. Phil Vrone had 2 goals and 2 assists for Ottawa. NHL preseason play continues tonight with a slew of games, including a split squad late Métis between PK Subban's Nashville Predators and the Florida Panthers. Elsewhere, Ottawa visits Buffalo, Montreal hosts Washington, Winnipeg entertains the Calgary Flames, and Vancouver takes on the Sharks in San Jose. Tyler Pitlick had a goal and an assist as the Edmonton Oilers won their preseason debut at the new Rogers Place Arena, snatching a 4-2 victory over the visiting Calgary Flames. There was a good start to the preseason for the New Jersey Devils player Adam Henrik, scoring 2 power play goals to lead a Devils split squad over the Montreal Canadiens 3-2. Canada is set to face Team Europe as the best-of-3 World Cup of Hockey final begins tonight at Toronto's Air Canada Centre. The two teams met once already when Canada beat the Europeans 4-1 in a preliminary round game last week. Team Europe's Marian Gaborik has a lower body injury, putting in his status in doubt for the World Cup of Hockey's final and maybe the start of the NHL season. Coach Ralph Kruger confirmed the injury Monday, but did not elaborate. The New York Yankees rallied with 5 runs in the 9th inning and then hung on to avoid a 4-game sweep as they beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-5. It was a wild evening that saw 3 hit batsmen, 4 ejections, and the benches empty twice. For the second night in a row, the game turned into late innings. The Miami Marlins won one for Jose Fernandez on Monday. An emotional Marlins honored their former ace before creating an early 7-0 lead in a 7-3 win over the New York Mets. The final out was recorded less than 2 days after Fernandez and 2 others were tragically killed in a boating accident near Miami Beach. Each Miami player wore number 16 to honor Fernandez, who was 16-8 with a 2.86 ERA. Organizers of the British Open have paid tribute to Arnold Palmer for his immeasurable contributions to golf's oldest major. Martin Slumbers, chief executive of the Royal and Ancient, said Palmer was a true gentleman, one of the greatest ever to play the game. Palmer died Sunday in Pittsburgh at the age of 87. Former Dallas defensive end Greg Hardy, who remains unsigned after a tumultuous 2015 season revolving around his domestic violence case in North Carolina, was arrested on a cocaine possession charge in Texas. Hardy was booked early Monday and later released on $5,000 bond in the Dallas suburb of Richardson on a charge of possession of a controlled substance of less than 1 gram. Send us your team or league scores email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is sunny near noon with a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of showers to the high of 20. Wednesday is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23, and Thursday is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 16. At 12:09, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jake Watson. News on 91X.